Deworming your cattle, David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. So, you're spending hard-earned money on pour-on dewormers, but are they working for you? If you're not using your pour-on correctly, the answer is probably no. Dr. Stephen Folk, professional services veterinarian at Beringer Ingelheim, offers advice on how to keep your cattle healthy and productive through the proper use of pour-on dewormers.
I always like to start with your herd veterinarian because sometimes when and how you're going to treat for parasites is going to really change. Like how you're going to probably be deworming an apple and plying down in Florida will probably be very different than what you'd be doing in maybe the deserts out west or the northeast. You want to go with a product that you know has got a track record, that it's going to work, it's going to work consistency, and it's going to cover what you're trying to treat, and also that it will work in the conditions you are working in. One example would be with the Epronex pour-on is we know it is weather fast. Rain is not going to bother it. You want it to make sure that it can treat the bugs you have in your region that you're doing.
For producers to get the most out of their pour-on dewormer during application, he says that there is one very important step that you must take.
The most important thing a producer can do to get the most out of their pour-on is make sure they're getting the proper dose. That's the bottom line.
Proper dose, pretty much always important. Follow label instructions. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.